5 bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roar!
Let's go! Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins at the waterfront in the neighborhood of the building, which is now practically swarming with monkeys. Only a short time before, as they were being unloaded from a ship, the sling had broken and dumped their cages on the dock. In a panic, their keeper, Lem Lang, had turned in the alarm which brought Tim and the rescue company to what is proving to be their funniest and most important assignment in years. We'll join the boys and the monkeys just as soon as we've heard this interesting message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins as they watch the doctor's car leave with Tim's rescue company buddy, Mushnowski. Mushnowski, you will remember, has contracted a bad case of monkey fleas, has had to leave with the doctor for a good old-fashioned dousing of fleas.
Oh, poor Mush. Everything seems to happen to him. First it's counterfeit plates, now fleas.
Yeah. Some folks just seem to naturally run into hard luck.
Yes, sir.
But that doesn't help solve our problem. Come on, let's go back to the warehouse where those confounded monkeys are.
Oh, yes, sir, the monkeys. I almost forgot.
If these little rascals are as important to these medical experiments as that man Jackson says they are, we better lose no time catching them.
Yes, sir. According to him, the success of the whole series of experiments depends on this shipment of monkeys. Lives may depend on our catching them.
Well, if our corralling these critters will mean solving the mystery of some fatal disease, we'll not fail them. Come on, let's get to work, huh?
Yes, sir. Now, we sure got a job on our hands. Look at them. Climbing around in that building, yeah. Swinging from signs, having the time of their lives.
Monkeys. In all my years in the fire service, this is the first time I've ever had to cope with monkeys.
Yes, sir. Well, how can we possibly gather up those slippery little runts one by one and stick them in cages?
Yeah, that seems to be out. Gloves or no gloves?
Yes, sir.
After what happened to Mush, I don't fancy getting too close to him myself.
Well, they're still trying, sir. Just look. Yeah, Al, up there in that ladder,
yeah.
See him? He can handle a hose bucking like a mule any day in the week, but he's reaching for that monkey like he'd rather fall off than get a hold of him.
And I don't blame him a bit.
No, sir.
Oh, say, where's that keeper who rang in the alarm, that Mr. Lang?
Oh, there he is over there looking at that neon sign. Hey, Mr. Lang! The chief wants to see you.
He knows monkeys. Maybe he'll have an idea.
It's dreadful, particularly dreadful, sir. What are we going to do?
That's just what I was going to ask you, Mr. Lang. That's your department. The way those animals are climbing around, they'd make good firefighters. But as yet, we don't have any of them on our payroll.
Chief Cody, I was merely assigned to watch over them on the ship at Calcutta. I don't know a great deal about monkeys, and after today, I don't want to.
Well, isn't there any way of rounding them up in one spot where we could scoop them up with a net?
You're asking me, Private Collins?
Well, he can't very well ask them, Lang. You've done pretty well so far, keeping them from scattering all over the neighborhood.
That's the bananas, Chief Cody. At least I know they'll stay close as long as we tempt them with something they like. But they're too quick for your men, too slippery, you know.
And what happens when you run out of bananas? Won't they start roaming the city?
We've got to see they don't, Tim.
Yes, sir, but we're stuck, sir.
That's one word I've never had to use yet, son. Now, let's see. The fire department has been called in to break up riots, disperse crowds.
Yes, sir, but this is just the opposite.
Still, the same method might work in reverse. Mr. Lang, can you get hold of more cages quick?
Why, yes, sir. On board ship, there are plenty to spare.
All right, then get them over here fast. Set them up in the corner of the warehouse.
But the monkeys are on the outside of the building.
Well, we'll see if we can't use streams of water to drive them in. Now, have the cages ready. Open. Perhaps we can drive them in without getting too close to them.
Hey, that's terrific, Chief. We'll use the hoses on him. I never thought of that.
You would have if you'd had to meet as many emergencies as I have.
Yes, sir. One thing, sir, though. We'll have to play water on them from every angle, and the rescue company doesn't carry that much hose.
Well, I can't think of a better emergency than this. We'll call up an engine company. This is what you might call two-alarm monkey business.
Quickly, with the aid of the crew from the ship, Mr. Lang rushes all the spare cages inside the dark, cavernous warehouse. Meanwhile, even before the pumper comes roaring to the scene, Chief Cody's rescue squad has started coupling their lines to nearby hydrants. A moment later, a great network of lines is spread out about the street, some of them reaching up the fire escape and onto the roof of the warehouse. When all is in readiness, the chief looks about.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Did you get this block roped off?
Yes, sir. Quite a crowd is collected, too.
Okay. Let them watch as long as they don't get too near.
Yes, sir.
Lang, you got your cages set up?
Yes, sir. All set, and all the exits from the warehouse are blocked except this big doorway in the front.
Well, that's no exit. That's going to be an entrance. The main entrance, if this works out.
It's got to. Now, when I give the signal, men, let go with your streams of water from the line. Make sure none of these monkeys get away. Now, keep your pressure low. We don't want to harm them. They're the only way doctors can study that fatal disease. Now, drive them toward this doorway. Ready with your line here, Tim?
Yes, sir. Bring them on.
Okay. Let her go.
That stream of water from the roof, Chief Cody. I'm not covered the way your men are. I'm getting soaked.
Well, get inside the doorway if you like, Mr. Lang.
Is that crew of monkeys start swarming inside? Not me.
Oh, water's beginning to send them down the side of the building now, Chief.
Good. They don't seem to like a bat.
No, sir.
Now the boys in the street have to keep them from scattering.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep that pressure low. Don't wash them this way. Use your stream to drive them.
Yeah, they're driving them all right now. Hey, keep back of this hose with me, sir.
That fruit to your left, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Use that water to keep them together.
All right, sir. There you are.
That's it. That's it, boy.
Good heavens, they're heading in this door by the shore. Look at them rushing in.
Hey, they sound kind of mad at us, Mr. Lang. Don't get too close.
I think we're going to be all right, Tim. If those cages inside are ready to receive them, this will be all over in a minute now.
Chief Cody was right, and yet he was wrong. A few seconds later, the last monkey has been dislodged from his perch and driven inside the warehouse. Tim urges the last straggler forward with a stream of water from his hose.
There, go ahead there. Come on, you.
That's it.
Come on.
Get that does it. Cut the water.
Yes, sir. Let me set this nozzle down, Chief. Hold it a second. I'd like to come along inside with you, sir.
Okay. Hustle, Tim. I want to close this door.
Yes, sir.
Oh, here, give me a hand, will you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I hope those little pests are all in their cages.
Yeah, we'll check with Mr. Lang. He's over there counting like crazy.
Yes, sir. You know, you can just... You know, I know what they mean by a barrel of monkeys now. Yeah. So listen to them cussing at us, huh?
Well, that's better than the other way around. Well, you look a mite happier, Mr. Lang.
Well, I'm not, and not by a long shot, Chief. According to my count, there are at least half of the monkeys missing.
Oh, you must be wrong.
Yes, we drove every last one in here.
Well, I know. I'm positive of that. And a lot of them rushed straight into our trap. That is, the cages. The others must be inside here somewhere.
Oh, well, half of them are still at large, huh? Well, we can't have that, Tim. We've got to finish the job. Get every last one of them.
Yes, sir, but we'll never even find them, Chief, hiding behind all this stuff.
We've got to. Can't ever let it be said that the fire department couldn't finish a job. We've got to smoke them out somehow.
Well, that means we'll have to keep this door closed, all exits blocked, a tight watch on this place.
We'll bring them out in the open if it takes all night.
But, my dear sir, how? I've heard of hog calling, but monkey calling is something I never heard of.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd better get myself a pair of those heavy gloves, Chief. Start searching those dark corners up on the raft.
No, sir, no. Be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, what else can we do, sir?
Well, I don't know, but I think I know someone who might. Spider Jones, the famous monkey man.
The monkey man?
Well, I don't mean that quite the way it sounds. He's human enough, although he is a character.
Oh.
He might just be able to give us the answer.
Well, sir, if he doesn't, and the story gets in the papers, that bunch of monkeys will make a monkey out of the fire department. We'll be the laughing stock of the town.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. We've got to catch those missing monkeys.
Yes, sir, but how, Chief?
Our only hope of corralling them now is Spider Jones. I'll set a guard here, Tim, and then we'll roll.
Does this famous monkey man, as the chief calls him, have a way of rounding up the missing animals? Trying to locate a bunch of cagey monkeys in a big dark warehouse seems like more than even the rescue company can accomplish. not only the reputation of the fire department is at stake, but the success of those important medical experiments as well. So don't miss the next thrilling episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Chief Bob Cody will be back to tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message for all of you. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Attention, firefighters. This is Chief Bob Cody back with an important reminder for you boys and girls. Did you know that certain liquids such as gasoline, benzene, or naphtha give off heavy vapors that can flow along the floor 200 feet or more to an open flame and then flash back to the container? Well, you remember that next time you see anyone working with or near these inflammable liquids. A quick warning against using them in a closed room or anywhere near sparks or a flame may save lives. Well, that is all. Until next time, this is Chief Cody saying so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on this same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.